Now, I am delighted to welcome to the Monday edition of Northside Today, Jeanette Bryant. Good morning, Jeanette, and welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Donnie. Now, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. It's a pleasure always for the Northside Partnership. Jeanette, you are a coordinator, I suppose is the best way of describing your title, of the Challenger programme with the Northside Partnership. For the benefit of the listeners, Jeanette, can you explain what the Challenger programme is, please?
I will. The Challenger programme is it's an educational programme to support students in sixth class in primary, all through secondary, and on to the aim is to go on to third level college. And we run a variety of workshops for the students, starting from sixth class. The junior cycle, they do reading club, cultural tours, public speaking, maths, Irish, Gaeltacht scholarships, coding workshops, and many more. And then in third and sixth year, they do, which is probably one of the most important parts of the programme from a financial point of view, they do grinds in their junior cert and their leaving cert cohort subjects for 8 weeks for the junior cert and 10 weeks for the leaving cert. They run from November to February. And then our fourth and fifth years, they do more of the soft skills. They do like CV preparation, interview skills, DIT tours, study skills, maths, Irish workshops. So there's quite a variety there that we support the students. And all these workshops take place after school.
It is an amazing thing. And I mean, at no stage, and I think every week at this stage I do an interview with the Northside Partnership, and I would like at this stage to single out and make special mention of Sarah Clahasi in the Northside Partnership, who organises all these things for me.
Yep.
But it never ceases to amaze me the absolutely brilliant work being done by the Northside Partnership right across the entire spectrum of society. But to me, and I know we have the early learning and all that and preparing for life and everything like that and the jobs, schools, skills and everything like that. But this, to me, Jeanette, I think is probably one of the most important programs ran by the Northside Partnership. And I would like your take on this, because statistically we have seen that people from, let's not call a spade an agricultural implement here, underprivileged or deprived areas are less likely to attend, to finish second level and to attend third level. This, I would suggest, is a vital tool in their armoury for progressing, because education, as we know, is where the real power is.
Yes, I totally agree with you. The students, when they come in sixth class, they have to do an interview. So they're given a commitment to the programme for 7 years on top of their schoolwork and any outdoor activities to do or any commitments they have outside of the Challenger programme. We link the parents into the programme. They do a course in sixth class called the STEPS programme. And combining the students and the parents together and that commitment level is what is driving the programme, that the parents value the programme. They understand the financial benefits of the programme for their child going forward in education. A lot of the parents on the Challenger programme, a lot would have probably completed junior cert but didn't go on to the leaving cert. And it's about breaking that barrier that students in Dublin 17 and Dublin 5 are as bright as anywhere around the country. And with the support of the parents, the schools, the Challenger programme and all the activities we run, we open their eyes. Say, for example, in sixth class cultural tours, and we take them outside the bubble of Dublin 17 and we bring them, you know, to universities, and they get to see, you know, I could go here. This could be for me, whether it be St. Pat's for Conversation Irish or up to DCU or Grange Gorman campus or the DITs. You know, in their seven-year cycle on the Challenger programme, they will have gone to four universities and they'll be watching and observing the students in the college and believing, you know, that could be for me. And for example, after the seven-year cycle of the Challenger programme, we do an evaluation of our Leaving Cert students. So if I just give you the current stats, say, for 6 year that graduated last year, say, 15 went on to the third level colleges, about 14 went on to the PLC, post-Leaving Cert courses. Some went on to trades. So out of 40, about 38 completed the full programme of the seven-year cycle. So we're getting the value for money for what obviously the government and public are putting into at my programme. But it's fantastic to see the students. We have a student on it. We have our graduation coming up now on Wednesday. I know you'll probably talk more about that. But we have a young lad who was in Challenger from sixth class to 6 year. He was originally from Poland. When he came onto my programme, he had no English. He got 4.99 in his Leaving Cert, and it's just completed his first year up in DCU.
Jeanette, in relation to that, and I think this is very important, particularly for that age group. Role models are vitally, vitally important. And if you have a situation which pertained, and let's be honest about this, there's no point in sugarcoating this one, Jeanette, because it's too important. If you had a situation where kids in the area, irrespective of what road in the area they were from, didn't look up, we'll say, to the next generation, and at that stage, that next generation is maybe 4 or 5 years older than them, if they never saw anybody going to third level, well, then the aspiration is not there for them. Now, exactly. The question I want you to address, Jeanette, is now that the role models are there in the area going to third level and progressing, is that feeding back down the line for your programme vis-a-vis you're getting more interest, if you know what I mean? And I suppose it's dependent really on how long the programme is running, for a start.
Programme's running since 1995. I've been running the programme for 18 years. We have a steering committee that we feed all the information from the Challenger programme, and then we do talks in the primary schools to promote the programme. We have Challenger graduation every year, which is held in DCU. So we bring back a graduate of the programme for the younger students to listen to, and they tell about, you know, how their time on the Challenger programme, the benefits for them, what they got out of the programme, what they didn't like, but what they committed to, and why they committed to the workshop, all the workshops, and how it helped them to gain their points to go on to third level college. And when they speak to the young students at the graduation in DCU, they let those students know this is a fantastic opportunity for you. Don't waste it. Give it your all, and you will be where I am in 2 years' time, 3 years' time, getting your Leaving Cert results and having those choices. It's not, can I go to third level? It's, which third level will I go to? With the support of your parents and the school, that and our program, the financial side of our program is huge in this area. For example, say that a lot of students, we're trying to support students in Dublin 17 and Dublin 5 to get more females and males to become primary school teachers. So a huge cohort of our program is supporting Irish, and we want the students. We need more primary school teachers, and we want to support them in the Irish because there's a H4 that they need in the Irish. So students in this area don't speak much Irish as opposed to down the country. They're fluent in the Irish. They speak it, you know, probably more than they speak the English language. And the graduates come back every year and give a fantastic speech, and it inspires the younger students and lets them know, I can achieve what you achieved. But the older students with the wise heads are telling the younger students, attend all your workshops and give it your all, and with the support and the financial support, you can achieve, even if you are from Dublin 17 and Dublin 5.
Jeanette, do you have a tie-up with colleges and the universities? Is there a link between your programme and the colleges and universities?
Yes. We originally we were linked to the National College of Ireland, and then the president, she retired, and we broke our link with them. We have a link with the Access Service in DCU, Cathy McLaughlin, who has often spoken at our Challenger graduation. We have links with Grange Gorman and the Bolton Street. So I've took 4th and 5th years on campus tours to those colleges. And then up in St. Pat's, we run 6 weeks Conversation Irish for sixth class and first year. So we have links up there. And our link is with Valerie McLaughlin in the Disadvantaged Education Centre in St. Pat's DCU.
And
so we have various links.
But I presume you... Well, I don't presume it's... Jeanette, but I would be right in thinking, I imagine, that you were dealing with a generation of children whose parents would never have seen the inside of any of these institutions.
Yes, that would be correct.
Now, the other thing that we want to talk about, of course, is, and you mentioned it there on more than one occasion, is the graduation this coming Wednesday, which was very important that we get this chat in this morning. You tell me all about this, because it's going to be, I won't say hilarious, because that's not a correct way to address it, but you understand what I mean. Because it's going to be a virtual graduation via Zoom. Everybody is an expert on Zoom now. There was a time a couple of months ago where if you mentioned Zoom, they tell you, oh yeah, that was a hit for Fat Larry's band way back. But now everybody is an expert on it. So tell us what's going to happen on Wednesday evening.
So on Wednesday evening, our parents are going to be sent a link for the Zoom graduation in their living room. On the night, my manager will open up the graduation. He'll welcome all the speakers. Our students who completed the workshops, various students are going to speak about their experience on the program of the different workshops they did. There's going to be a video played of all the students' pictures. Nessa from the chair of the Northside Board will welcome the people to the graduation. I will give out outstanding awards to the students who completed a year on Challenger. Well, we didn't quite complete the programme, but up to the point of March we did. We have a very lovely speaker called Karen Flynn Tye, who is accounts director of pigsback.com, and she was a Challenger student in 2002, and she's going to talk about her experience as a former Challenger student. Our students, we have students who completed the STEPS program. They'll be presented their certificates, and the same with the Program for Life. They'll be presented with their certificates. I'll be calling out all our six-year graduates, their certificates. And then one of the important points of the night is Lorcan O'Hobon was our chair of our North South Partnership Board. He passed away 2 years ago. And we have an award, an Educational Excellence Award, which we give to one of our graduates of the programme from last year, will be presented with that award. And Lorcan's wife, Anne, will be presenting it, through the Zoom to that student. And then that student, Valentin, will say a few words of his time on the programme, what college he's in now, and how he's finding college. So that's another way of the students seeing, the outstanding awards to the students. So it's fantastic for students to see that Valentin got 4.99 and is leaving, a little guy from Poland, and just a fantastic student, and I'm delighted that he's getting that award. And then we have Adrian Hayes, who's our STEPS program coordinator, and she will come up and say, our parents did a 10-week workshop, and she will talk about the STEPS program and what it involved, and the commitment level that the parents gave, and then she'll call out the parents' names on the night. They will get their certificate. And then Paul Hayes, who's the education manager in the Northside Partnership, he'll close up the graduation. So that's the format for the night. So it's a well compact program. Unfortunately, it can't be in DCU where we have it every year, but we want to mark the graduation for the students, like the schools have been doing, doing the Zoom graduation. We feel it's important for the students.
And God knows, maybe one of those students, Jeanette, may go on to be so fascinated by Zoom and technology that they may get a career out of it.
Yes, exactly.
Jeanette, any parent worth their salt listening to us chatting this morning would want to know more about this, because it is an absolutely brilliant, brilliant programme. How do people find out? Who do they talk to? Where? How do they get in touch?
Okay, so really quick. On our website, we have the Challenger programme, all the details of how you apply. But we start in the five primary schools in Dublin 17 and Dublin 5, where I go in and speak to students in fifth class. I talk about the program. I give them the Challenger brochure. So I'm quite passionate. So I really get in with the students, and you know they'll want to by the time I'm finished, they want to join the program. And then in November of the sixth class, the parents come to an information night, and then we have an interview process for sixth class in the five schools. Then we pick the students. And then if we have over the 40 cohort, then the rest go onto a reserve list. But in the challenger years, if you're in first year or second or third, fourth, fifth or sixth, and a student drops out, then I link in with my steering committee, secondary school teachers, and I take in students from the secondary schools in Dublin 17 and Dublin 5. So to come on it in sixth class, you must do the interview and your parent must do the STEPS program, and you're taken from that process. But if you want to come in any other year, you'd be linking in with your homeschool liaison teacher in your secondary school. That's who you would contact. Then they would contact me, and then I put the balls, the roll of motion to get you on the program. The Challenger program is for bright students who academically are good, who have a good commitment level, who will commit to the program outside of school, and who are a bit self-driven, but with our support as well, they will achieve their ability to go on to third level.
Jeanette, it only remains for me to thank you for joining me this morning.
You're very
to
welcome.
Wish you and your team the very best with the graduation on Wednesday evening. But I think most importantly, on behalf of the entire community, to thank you so much, both to you and your team, for what you are doing for the children of the area. I think take a bow, because you well, well deserve it, Jeanette. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Johnny. Take care. Bye-bye.
And that was Jeanette Burns from the Northside Partnership Challenger Programme, and a huge thanks to her for joining me. What a fantastic initiative. What a fantastic programme. It beggars belief the amount of absolutely brilliant work being done by the Northside Partnership. And I know I expressed my thanks to her there, but I'm in awe of them every week when I talk to somebody different from the Northside Partnership and the fabulous range of work they're doing up there. Well done to all.